Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're here in the studio with Randy Finch. Randy is one of the owners of Ice Sculptures Limited with his partner Derek Maxfield, and he's also been a part of Art Prize with Ice Gurus, and also has been a part of the show Ice Brigade on the Food Network. How are you doing today, Randy?
Great. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely. So how did you get started with ice sculpting?
Well, it's funny. A lot of people get involved with ice sculpting because they're chefs. It's something that a lot of chefs do as part of their job for culinary arts. It's one of the artistic fun things that we get to do. And but I kind of had an architectural background going through high school. So initially, I was going through all the procedures to become an architect after high school and college, and took a job as a cook at a local restaurant, and then later on as a chef at a hotel, mainly as a means of support. It was something easy to do that I really felt comfortable with and enjoyed, and it was more just, you know, as an income, and kind of fell in love with cooking and food. And that allowed me to kind of be around that type of an atmosphere to slowly start picking up the ice sculpting.
And you were here downtown at the Amway Grand Plaza?
Actually, this is where I ended up. I started out at a small restaurant in Howell, Michigan.
Okay.
And then I went to I was going out with a girl who was in the military at the time, and she moved down to Georgia, and I thought, well, why not? So right out of high school, I went down there and took a job at a hotel and started working with a chef that did ice sculptures, and thought, hey, this really looks like something fun. So I picked it up from him and started carving down there, and that's when I realized, hey, this is what I really want to do. I was taking time off before college, before I started up for the architectural courses, and decided, you know what, I'm going to shift gears here because I really enjoy the ice sculpting and the cooking.
Now, did the architecture that you were involved in before, did that play any part into, you know, setting a foundation for ice sculpting at all?
Strangely enough, it did. A lot of times, I look back at my whole life, and I think everything kind of culminates into where it needs to be for me. I'm very, very lucky. Things that I've done throughout the years, I don't look at anything being a waste or something I shouldn't have done or missed out on. Everything seems to have come together. So a lot of the architectural skills, the drawing, making the secure foundations on displays, all that kind of comes together with the type of ice sculptures we do, from whether it's a wedding ice sculpture or some of the mechanical pieces that we've done on Ice Brigade.
Okay, so it's kind of easy to connect the dots when you look backwards on things.
It is.
Everything fits.
Looking forward, you would say, how does architectural and cooking and sculpting and you know, all the different experiences I had in my life come together into one format. Even as a business owner, doing a lot of radio interviews, TV interviews to promote our company has made me real comfortable in front of the camera. And so doing so when we filmed the show, it was kind of a natural progression for us.
Now, your partner, Derek Maxfield, how did you two meet?
He was just going through culinary school at Grand Rapids Community College here and working at the Grand Plaza.
Okay.
And when I came out from the Detroit area, I started working at the hotel, and he was really interested in ice sculpting. Mm-hmm. And when I came on board, I kind of took over the ice sculpting position at the Grand Plaza. And as a student and apprentice, he wanted to really hone his skills as an ice sculptor. So he started working with me to do that.
So what made you two get to the point where you wanted to open up your own business?
Well, it was interesting. We really loved that. We really loved the aspect of ice sculpting. I was working in the Caribbean. I was a private chef for Mr. Van Andel.
Peter Island. Yep.
And it was, the first time in my life I'd been kind of really out there, away from family, you know, really isolated out there in the middle of the ocean. And it made me kind of reflect on where do I want to go with my life, you know. And I could have lived down there forever. It was beautiful, great money. But it was so strange that everything I had, from being able to go boating and yachting and scuba diving and everything for free, and living in a place that people save up money for 5 years to go on vacation
to. Paradise.
It's absolute paradise. And the challenge wasn't there. It was just too easy. I could get up in the morning and do anything I wanted to do, and it was just too easy. There was no reward. It wasn't as, I think saving up for a vacation and going on it was much more rewarding than living there and experiencing it every day. It just came too easy. So I needed a challenge in my life at that point, and that's when I came back.
And the temperature down there probably isn't too good for ice sculptures, huh?
No. I think I had done two ice sculptures when I was down there, and we had ordered three blocks of ice from Puerto Rico. ago, and when it got to us, we had one block of ice. So the refrigeration isn't real well, even the shipping down there.